Hello, and welcome to Downloads from God. I am your host, Andrea Lendy, sharing a daily meditation and prayer with you. Whatever time of day this finds you, I pray it blesses you and your spirit. So relax, take a deep breath in, release, and open your spirit to the message. Today's passage comes out of the first chapter in the book of Psalms, verses 2 and 3. I'll be reading from the Amplified Bible to help with a deeper meaning and context. So let's begin. Again, Psalm 1, verses 2 and 3. But his delight and desire are in the law of the Lord, and on his law, the precepts, the instructions, the teaching of God, he habitually meditates, ponders, and studies by day and by night. And he shall be like a tree firmly planted and tended by the streams of water, ready to bring forth its fruit in its season. Its leaf also shall not fade or wither, and everything he does shall prosper and come to maturity. These verses really touched me today. Lately, I've been thinking a lot about how powerful our minds are. The things we think about and roll around in our minds shape our actions and the world around us. Verse 2 says, and on his law, the precepts, the instructions, the teachings of God, he habitually meditates, ponders, and studies by day and by night. When I think about God, read his word, and spend time with him, my heart is changed. This verse says to habitually meditate. As I have been making a habit of reading his word, he shows me more and more of him. He continues to mold and shape my mind, my soul, my heart. One would think that at my age, I wouldn't be able to change. My ways should be set in stone at this point in my life. But his word changes me. His Holy Spirit changes me. I continually ask him to keep my heart soft towards him. I ask him to fill me with his love. I pray for a heart willing to serve. He is faithful to my request. And as the third verse states, and he shall be like a tree firmly planted and tended by the streams of water, ready to bring forth its fruit in its season. Its leaf also shall not fade or wither, and everything he does shall prosper and come to maturity. The Lord has planted me, and I grow closer to him each day. As I grow closer to him, I desire to be more like him. He continually strengthens me. He is my rock. He is my help. He is my defender. Today, I am thankful for his faithfulness to me as I seek him and his spirit. May you find that as you learn more of our Lord and his spirit, you are strengthened and you bring forth all the spiritual fruit in his perfect timing. Blessings be to you. And now our prayer. I love to start the prayer with thanksgiving. Oh Lord, my God, thank you for your word. Thank you that you continue to change my heart and soul as I read about you in your word. Thank you for your mercy and grace that you continually pour over me in my soul. Thank you for bringing me closer to you each day. You are faithful to your word. Even though it was written thousands of years ago, your word never changes. Your love never changes. Your will never changes. Help me to be obedient to you, Father. Help me to do as you desire me to do. Strengthen my faith and infuse me with your love so that I can be more and more like you. Your ways are too difficult for me to understand, Lord, but I desire to love as you love. I desire to have compassion as you have compassion. I desire to forgive as you forgive. Help me see through your eyes and do as you would do. Ready me for your service, Father, today and every day. Even though I am far from perfect, help me bless someone today. Thank you for hearing my prayer. And the answer I receive from the Lord, I take pleasure in teaching you, my child, and will continue to teach you my ways. My end response to the Lord, thank you, Almighty and gracious Lord. May these words bless you today.